Silviculture at its heart is about creating conditions that will guide stand development to a desired stand structure. No longer is it about reaching a specified endpoint or goal. It's more or just as important the journey to that endpoint. The endpoint is still important to many landowners, however, since the revenue from trees contribute to the cost of holding the land and to its management. In some ways, silviculture can be thought of an ecological engineering discipline in that it tries to create a forest to specified conditions. But the forest really is too complex to respond predictably to every treatment unless the system is greatly simplified. And even then, the response is never exactly as it was predicted. Silviculturists today hardly work in isolation. In fact, the interaction with contractors and interdisciplinary teams, neighboring landowners, and the general public is a fact of life. Communication skills are high on the list of qualifications of entry-level personnel for industry, agencies, and many other organizations. As you can see from this concept map and others that you will study throughout the semester, silviculture is not a linear progression of knowledge. There are many connections between the concepts, a lot of interdependencies, requiring backtracking and jumping ahead. Furthermore, you can probably see areas that could be broken down into greater detail. This is the case for almost all sets of the propositions in these maps, and we will try to fill in some of the gaps during class time as we go along through the semester.